Welcome to Hot Yoga Radio. It's the 18th of April, 2024. In this podcast, I want to suggest that despite ostensibly having had the best education money can buy, that the UK Foreign Secretary, the Right Honourable Lord David Cameron, demonstrably does not have even rudimentary powers of reason and is almost totally devoid of moral intelligence. Simply insulting a prominent member of the great and the good, though, isn't really enough of a project for a serious podcast. However, the case of Lord Cameron is somewhat paradigmatic of everything that is dangerously dysfunctional in the UK's social, political, economic and cultural systems. I'm drawn to this conclusion, having watched some of the Foreign Secretary's recent media appearances, apropos of the Iranian government's response to Israel's attack on its consulate in Damascus. I've commented on this series of events in the two preceding podcasts in the Interesting Times series. So I refer you to those rather than going over it all again in detail. And I'll also refer you to some previous mappings that we've done of the geopolitical context of the current Middle East conflicts. The TLDR, though, is that Israel bombed the Iranian consulate in Damascus on the 1st of April 2024. Killing 13 or maybe 16 people, depending who you ask, amongst them six prominent Iranian military personnel, including members of the Revolutionary Guard. Having announced its intention to respond, Iran retaliated some days later on the 13th of April 2024 with some 300 projectiles aimed at Israeli Air Force sites from Iranian soil. There was no loss of life in Israel, or, again, depending on who you ask, it might be the case that one Bedouin child was killed. Given that many of the projectiles were very, very slow drones, thus giving Israel lots of warning, and given that Israel has a high-tech Iron Dome anti-missile shield, very few of the projectiles got through to Israel itself. And to repeat, damage or loss of life was slight in contrast to the provocation it was a response to. Naturally, after this tragic and dangerous scenario unfolded, the Foreign Secretary took to the airwaves to put the government interpretation of these events forward to the public and answer questions. I've watched or listened to several of these, notably the exchange between Robinson and Cameron on Radio 4 Today and the Sky News item in which Cameron was interviewed by Kay Burley. To be fair to these mainstream media journalists, they didn't give Cameron the leeway usually allowed to Tory politicians. And under this pressure, though it was relatively mild, Cameron quickly collapsed into contradiction and incoherence. For example, when pressed by Burley on the understandability of the Iranian retaliation, Cameron vehemently insisted that the attack on the Iranian consulate and the riposte to it were separated by a degree of difference. That's a quote. These are Cameron's exact words, a degree of difference. One cannot but ask at this point, how so? Cameron has maintained that Israel, quote, has a right to defend itself, end quotes, even unto a unique violation of international law by attacking a diplomatic site in a third sovereign nation. Yet somehow Iran does not. Even though Iran is a sovereign nation with a seat at the United Nations. Cameron's answer to the question of how this circle can be squared was to claim that a difference of degree was what mattered here, and that the size of the Iranian barrage was what decided the matter. It was so great that Israel could be given the nod to engage in a further riposte, even though, with a certain amount of hand-wringing, he implored the Israeli state to, well, to do it nicely and gently, if they could, please. And at this point, Cameron's face collapses, as in some dark corner of his soul, he recognises the absurdity of what he has just asserted. His get-out is pure fantasy. He asks us to imagine what would have happened if the 301 projectiles had got through. And consider, he asks us, the sheer weight of explosives involved. But the projectiles did not get through the Iron Dome, let alone the countermeasures of the United States Air Force, the RAF, and possibly, even though this seems to be in question, the Jordanian Air Force too. The Iranians clearly knew they wouldn't get through. The Israelis knew that the attack on the consulate in Damascus could not go without retaliation. But Lord Cameron, master of arts, Oxen, pretends otherwise, stupidly imagines that the viewers will not notice. Either that, or he stupidly imagines he is talking sense. Yet it is the size of the attack which warrants our support for Israel. And this attack, which had little impact, somehow trumps 33,000 dead in Gaza, the vast tonnage of ordnance dropped on Gaza, in effect demolishing vast swathes of it. Because make no mistake, this is the comparison that is being made. In this context, I just want to add a little bit of information that came out today. Benjamin Netanyahu announces, after a meeting with his cabinet, that settlement building will now commence in northern Gaza. And I'm talking about Israeli settlements in northern Gaza. In effect, confirming that the Gaza operation is an ethnic cleansing. Clearly, if the magnitude of a military assault is to determine how our government should align itself, and whether it should commit military forces, as it did in the case of the Iranian volley, then unequivocal condemnation of the Israeli flattening of Gaza and the ongoing genocide of its people should be forthcoming, and military intervention to prevent its further prosecution should at least be considered. This logic, however, is lost on the not-so-noble lord. Instead, he gives the genocidal fascist Israeli state diplomatic cover, unequivocal support, and fails to take the support of a defenceless people whose lives are being cast into hell on earth. So who is this Cameron character then? Who is he? What is he? Well, you probably know he was the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom from 2010 to 2016, and a part of that as the head of a coalition government with the Liberal Democrats. In that capacity, he made a complete pig's ear of the job. Adopted the fake solution to the post-2008 crash situation, which was called austerity, and which resulted in some 330,000 excess deaths. I got that figure from a House of Lords library report, by the way, in case you think I'm being hyperbolic. So as soon as Cameron resigned the premiership, the morning after the referendum results came out, and they weren't to his liking, and that he hadn't indeed managed to see off the Eurosceptics in his party, as had been the hope, he quit politics and took up the usual sinecures, directorships, consultancies, book deals and other cash cows that the Eton, Oxford, PPE, fake MAs seem to regard as their entitlement. And they do indeed obtain these benefits, however much they fuck up, quite effortlessly. And Cameron's classmate at Eton and Oxford, Boris Johnson, has demonstrated the pattern also. So, coming back to my original contention that that Cameron signifies or sort of embodies and encapsulates within himself everything that's wrong with British society. What am I saying here? Well, he's not particularly competent. Actually, despite having a first in philosophy, politics and economics from Oxford, a BA, the man seems incapable of some elementary logic. And the MA, by the way, why did I call it a fake MA? Well, Oxford degrees are so much better than any other degrees, like the technical college degrees that an oik like myself managed to get. That you can become an MA after a couple of years of gaining your BA simply by writing to the university and asking, say, please, can I have an MA? And they give you one. They are so superior. The rest of us have to get our noses to the grindstone for a year or two to get master's degrees. Now, this is one of the things wrong with British society, is it's a caste society where privilege, overwhelming privilege, simply sticks to somebody who has this background and this education. Cameron's a cross between minor aristocracy and finance, you know, that old British alliance between money and title. He's a product of that. And the man clearly is not very intelligent. And yet Oxford University gives him a first and a master's. So it strikes me that those degrees are pretty kind of fucking useless. And it's a caste. It's a caste. And what they learn at Eton is, well, they gain connections. And they learn a certain confidence, regardless of any intelligence. And you see this again even more clearly in Boris Johnson. Cameron manages to project an urbane persona, sort of semi-convincingly. But of course, when he's up against it, when he comes to actually thinking through something, as we saw in the Kay Burley interview, the man is incompetent, he's not intelligent. And yet they wheeled him out in 2023, out of his retirement, because they needed a foreign secretary and they thought perhaps he had some kind of gravitas, having been the prime minister. However useless he was at being the prime minister, this was Rishi Sunak's big move. But of course the man hadn't been elected. The man was no longer a member of parliament. So what was their ruse? Their ruse was to very quickly get the king to ennoble him and turn him into Lord Cameron so he could sit in the Lords and then technically take on a ministerial position. This hasn't happened in the UK since the 70s when Alec Douglas-Hume, who was an aristocrat, became the Prime Minister, even though he was not a member of the Commons but was a member of the Lords, you know, an hereditary peer. This is what's wrong with this country. We still have this kind of hereditary principle. It's not a democracy. So we have this unelected foreign secretary. Bear in mind this is one of the great offices of state, who's shepherded in to make a pig's ear for the second time of one of the great offices of state. This is what's wrong with this country. It's undemocratic, and it's a caste society in which a massive amount of privilege accords to some people on the basis of birth and wealth, you know. And I say, a pox on it, a pox on it. It's ridiculous and it's dangerous. And you can say how dangerous it is, because this bloke is giving the nod to World War III. So I say, fuck the lot of them, because this thing is runs right the way through our politics and through the administration of our state. And I think that the oiks of the country, the ordinary people of the country, need to actually rise up and just stop it, put a stop to it. Because it's so destructive. It's a part of the business as usual that cannot continue, if we're even going to survive, let alone prosper. So I'll leave you with those thoughts for what they're worth. And lots of love. And make noise great again. And over and out.